And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. And now what is it you're wanting to talk about?
Well, this one's headlined Dollars, which again gets the attention. But dollars, again, is relatively the least part of it. It's more about abundance. I was telling Esther the other day, I woke up with the awareness that since my childhood, we've really been fighting crime. And so as a result, there's so much more of it than when I was a kid. I mean, the jails, they even had to let folks out early these days because they don't have room for them at all. And we've been fighting illness. And the result of that, I see hospitals and I see sick people and I just see, I've never seen such physical suffering in this nation percentage-wise in my lifetime as I do right today. In other words, we've been talking about peace and having a world peace, and it seems like only practically weeks ago that everyone was raving of how, isn't it wonderful that the walls come down and we're finally in peace, and we didn't take four breaths till we're back in war again. I see so much concern for child abuse and mistreating of other people, and the more I see the concern, the more child abuse I see. In other words,
it does not surprise you, does it?
Well, it seems like nothing's working. It seems like everything anybody's trying to do is not working, except
when you go about it backwards, that is what you create. In other words, give your attention to the tar baby and you get stuck in it.
But you'd think in a nation of like 200 million people or so, or more than that we have here, that somebody would have figured that out after all, like 200 years, and be a leader.
It seems logical.
Doesn't it? Okay, now where I was headed with that was, but the area where we seem to continue to go the other way is in the area of abundance. I see the United States as, to me, the most materially abundant country. I don't know of any anymore so at any rate. We have so much that we're able to give to the world over of food and of dollars. But in spite of that, and I see that as a difference from the time I was a child, I do see more material things in the hands of the people than during my early years, which was during the Depression. But nevertheless, there have been some major changes, positive there. But what I'm seeing in that area, and that's where I guess kind of I headline this, is I do see people, though, as they're moving forward to get the freedom that the dollars or the abundance will bring them, that so many people are losing their personal freedom in a trade-off for those dollars.
And are they getting the dollars?
Well, they seem to be. There seem to be a lot of dollars going on, one way or the other. Either they're on welfare. I mean, I don't see anybody without dollars unless they just really choose to get away from it.
It has been our observation that those that are focused upon the lack of anything are experiencing it rather profoundly in many areas of their life experience. In other words, those that are working very hard, who are wanting more dollars, but are working hard because they're focused upon the lack of them. They do not see the dollars like the air you breathe, that all you have to do is allow it into your experience. And so those that are working very hard usually are not gaining either the dollars or the freedom that they are seeking from it. In other words, their attention to the lack is sort of backfiring in all areas of their life experience. What is abundance? How would you define it?
I've got plenty of everything.
And so as you live in a universe that is abundant, that means all things abound, would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
All things, all sides of all things, good, positive and negative, abounds.
Good.
Health abounds, illness abounds, prosperity abounds, poverty abounds. All of it abounds in this abundant universe where all things exist. And so as choosers or deciders or attractors, what do you do about it? Do you give your attention to the negative side of the abundance and attract that into your experience, or do you give your attention to the positive side of abundance? As you play your game of what if, do you say what if and point out the bleakest of consequences, or do you say what if and point out the most optimistic of consequences? You are the choosers regarding all of that, you see. What we are noticing regarding every topic of discussion is that as physical creatures, you get so involved in the peripheral details that are out on the edge, making so many decisions that have nothing to do with what is at the core of the attraction, you see. You are aware of the current or the electricity that surges through the walls. And when you are wanting to toast toast, you plug in a toaster. And when you are wanting to toast words, you plug in a recorder.
Right.
And in like manner, there is an energy that surges through the walls of your universe, and you're already plugged into it. And the way you utilize the energy is by contouring it with your thought. As you say, I seek good things. I want dollars to come to me in a very powerful and abundant fashion. And I will utilize it toward this end and toward this end and toward this end and toward this end. You are taking that non-physical energy and you are connecting yourself with that energy to that which you seek, so that that which you have identified must be yours. It is law. You cannot give your attention to something without it being your experience. It is law. Now, because you live in the universal or physical where there is buffer of time, sometimes it does not come fast enough, and then you get focused upon the fact that it is not there yet. Then you turn your attention to the lack of it. And as you say, where are the dollars that I seek? That is the way you sabotage your own creation. And we see it as a sort of deliberate thing. You would not call it deliberate because it is not what you want. But you deliberately say things such as, I can't afford that. That costs too much money. You deliberately say, I don't have enough money. You deliberately say, I cannot do that because it costs too much. And with all of those sorts of statements, what you're doing is reinforcing your belief that there is not enough, which is in absolute disharmony with the previous statement we made that the universe is abundant. Now, which way is it? Is it abundant or is it a void? Is everything there or is nothing there? Which is it? Shout it out.
It's all there.
It is all there. And so if it is there, there can be no lack of what you are wanting. Would you agree? The absence of something in your experience is not because it does not exist or because it is not to be yours. It is because you are choosing to look at lack. And the abundant universe always delivers unto you that which you give your attention to. And so if you don't have enough money in your experience, if you find that there are more things that you are wanting than you have dollars for, it is for one reason and one reason only. You have developed the pattern of looking at the lack side of the equation of abundance of dollars. You have chosen, by virtue of the example around you, or by the influence that comes across your television, or by the influence of those in your family or those that are closest to you, you have been influenced to decide, and you keep reaffirming the decision with those statements, there is not enough. Now, how much sense does that make to you in light of what we've just spoken? It makes no sense at all, does it? Let us hear from you. Let us get rolling here.
What's the difference between saying that you have a negative feeling about money and so you don't get money, and you're saying, I don't want cancer, but you do get cancer? I mean, what? I can't reconcile this in my mind right now.
Here is the way that it works, and we are understanding your dilemma, but this will be very clear. You get what you think about. And so, as you are thinking about the lack of health, you are getting it. As you are thinking about the lack of dollars, you are getting it. In other words, intellectually, it is very difficult, in fact, maybe impossible in some cases, to know the difference between focusing upon what you want or the lack of it. In other words, it's the same subject. But the way you feel as you are offering your thought is the way you know whether you are attracting the positive or the negative. When you're thinking about money and it feels very good, then you are in the mode of attracting that which you are wanting. But when you are thinking about money and it feels very bad, then you are in the mode of attracting the lack of it, you see. No one ever gets sick without feeling great amount of negative emotion. And none of you who want dollars will ever feel anything less than negative emotion when you are in the process of lack. Ask your question again. State it just as you stated it the first time if you are wanting, and let's see if we can unravel it together.
When I say I want money but don't really believe it's going to come to me.
And so you're feeling disappointed or inadequate or right. Not smart enough or not in the right place, not lucky enough.
Yet using my silver mind control, I go down to level, and they teach you to say, I don't want to get cancer, I don't want to get leukemia, I don't want to get this and that, and I really feel I'm not going to get it, but yet what I'm interpreting here is that I shouldn't program myself this way by saying I don't want cancer.
We agree.
That works right. What's the difference?
You see, the universe does not hear no. It does not hear you say, yes, I want health, and no, I do not want illness. When you are saying, no, I do not want illness, your attention to it is, yes, come unto me. Anything you are giving your attention to is an invitation of it.
Even when I say, well, money, talking about money, as long as I'm concentrating on money, positive or negative, why shouldn't it come to me? Because I'm doing the same thing with health.
If you are, let us take the subject of money. You want some?
Sure.
And so the wanting is for the having of it, not for the having of the lack of it. Agreed?
Okay.
When you're thinking of money in the way that will make it come unto you, you always feel good. When you are thinking of money in the way that keeps it from coming unto you, you always feel bad. That is how you know the difference. We believe that what you are saying, let us see if we can sort this out, for it is a very important point and worthy of a little attention here. In essence, what you are saying is, if I can get cancer, which by focusing upon lack of health, then why couldn't
I'm saying I don't want cancer.
Speak
Could
loud.
Can I get cancer by saying I don't want cancer?
Indeed. That is the point that we are making as we are saying any attention to a subject. As you say, no, no, I do not want. No, no, please do not come unto me. No, no, this big bad thing. Go away from me. Stay away from me. You are attracting it unto you. And so, the same with the dollars. As you are saying, I'm wanting, you are saying that you could attract dollars as you attract cancer?
Yes.
In your offering, the receiving of dollars is the same as the receiving of health. The receiving of cancer is the same as the receiving of no dollars. Do you see the difference?
Yes.
All you have to do is make sure that whatever thought you're thinking or whatever word you're speaking evokes from you positive emotion. And then you're in the mode of attracting what you are wanting, you see. Anytime negative emotion is present, you are in the mode of attracting something that you do not want. It is nice to know, isn't it? What more? There is one in the back.
I think I know the answer to half of this question, but I can't reconcile the second half.
Can everyone hear her?
No.
Stand, if you will.
Okay. I have a friend who is recently no longer with her husband, and there has been a real big issue of money with her, where she's worked very hard and over the last 10 years or so has basically supported their situation. He hasn't made as much as she has. And I understand that from her perspective, a lot of her working very hard and taking care of him and this kind of thing, in terms of not totally, but spending, having made most of the money. And they'll go out to eat, and he will always say he doesn't have it when he does, and he's telling her he doesn't have money that he does, and all this kind of thing. But she loved him for so long and really didn't mind. Well, now they're split up, and he has just inherited like over $1 million, okay? And he's never shown really any inclination to want this money or whatever. I don't know if my question is clear.
What was the reason, do you think, was the dollars a major issue in their breaking apart?
I think it was an issue. I don't know that it was the major issue. And again, I'm hearing this third hand, but I think I was listening to her closely for a long period of time. And
you heard her speaking a great deal of the lack of dollars.
Yes, and so
does anything make sense then, that as he is able to attract dollars unto him, that he would hold them apart from her? In other words, isn't this not consistent with the way she has been approaching the subject of dollars all along?
It isn't even so much that he's holding them from her. It's that he has them now and she doesn't, because she's not going to get any of them unless he just gets generous, because, and it's more of the story that really isn't that pertinent here, but I understand.
Oh, he is not going to offer them to her.
I understand.
By law, it is not logical at all.
Right. Well, I mean, in terms of, I understand what you're saying, but I understand the part where her concern over dollars and working very hard and why can't I have this and all that is keeping them from her. What I don't quite understand is how he hasn't really cared, and just from my
his pattern has not changed. The dollars have been flowing into his experience all along without any strain or struggle,
and they still are. Exactly right, and that's the part I guess I'm having a hard time with, because we talk about being examples for other people, right? So you want to look at an example of somebody who's drawing dollars into their experience, and I personally am not going to be able to just lie around and hope somebody takes care of me, and by golly, sure enough, they do, to the tune of even one day I get this lump sum of money. So I'm
then don't worry about it happening.
But I'm having a hard time reconciling his half of it. I can see with her, and I can see some of that in myself as well, of course.
In other words, you do not think that he is worthy of his good fortune?
No, I'm not in a position to make that statement, not at all.
Then what is the statement you are making?
That's what I'm not sure of. I'm having difficulty dealing with the understanding of it, that's all, because...
We would say that even
with, I'm trying to say.
Even without wanting to put the words to it, you are having trouble understanding his worthiness of having all of this good fortune coming to him when he has not been struggling or striving and therefore is not now deserving. You see, that is, your story is perfect relative to this understanding of dollars, because the way that you are feeling and the way that you are describing is the very reason why more of you do not have more dollars flowing into your experience. Somebody has convinced you somewhere along your system of gathering beliefs that you must work very hard and that it must be very painful and that it must be a very big struggle in order for good things to come to you. And they lied. What they told you was the greatest lie of all, because it is not consistent with the laws of the universe. They say, be miserable and happy and struggle, and a good thing or what you consider to be good will come unto you. And we say, that will never be. And so here you have two people in your experience close enough that you can observe them. One struggling, one working really hard, one following the pattern that has been offered to her by society, by those that have gone before, and bad things keep happening. The money keeps getting away from her. She keeps ending up not in the place that she is wanting to be. And here is some lazy old slug that just lays around and says, oh, whatever will be, will be. Good things always come to me. I don't have to struggle or work or strain. Happy things come to me. The most important thing is that I am happy, and what drops into his lap is a great big chunk of what makes him happy. And you say, while it does go consistently with the laws of the universe, it's still not right. And what we say to you is, sooner or later, you are going to come to understand that the only thing that is right, the only thing that is absolutely consistent, are these laws of the universe. The law of attraction abounds and will forevermore, you see. And so your work is to get in sync with it. And the way you get in sync with it is by paying attention to the way you feel. And when you see someone having the good fortune of a lot of dollars coming into their experience, and you get that knife in your stomach that feels like jealousy, when you say, he is getting it without working hard while I am... That knife in your stomach is your inner being saying to you, there's a belief within you that is not in harmony with what you are wanting and not in harmony with the way things work. And then you are able to step back and begin looking for the positive aspects. Now, we would encourage you to try to make the correlation between what you are seeing in each of those cases and what they are living. In other words, let everything in the universe be an example to you of the way the laws of the universe work, you see. You are right, as you believe that you must work hard in order to deserve dollars. Dollars are not going to come to you in any other way. And if you want dollars, you're going to have to work hard. But if you are now willing to bridge that belief a little bit and recognize that dollars or abundance can flow into your experience anytime you open the door. Have you ever seen the flow of water? It is wanting to flow into the experience, and all you have to do is push a little dirt out of the way, and it will flow this way, and you push a little dirt out of the way, and it will flow that way. In other words, you are just opening doorways so that the natural flow can flow into your experience. Well, that is all that you are needing to do. Most of you are much closer to a financial fortune than you are even allowing yourself to hope for. Because in the belief that it might be there right away, you begin thinking of how disappointed you would be if it did not come in. And so you do not even allow yourself to want or to expect anything magnificent in terms of dollars. And that is the reason that for the most part you are living a rather mediocre experience in terms of dollars. You are right when you think dollars are not everything, and they certainly are not. You do not need dollars to have joy in your experience. But in your society, what we have noticed about you is that you associate freedom and dollars. As you have dollars, you simply have more freedom. Your decisions are based more upon what you are wanting rather than what you are able to afford in the moment, you see. It is good. What more?
Abraham, from time to time, I feel very abundant. Just ever so often, I will do positive aspects and things till I feel a state of abundance, and then I'm going to set out to do something, which is kind of my pattern on things. And so I'll start out and say, okay, I have this abundance, so now I'll make the abundance go faster and better, and I'll just spend some of this. And I do pretty good for a little while, and then just get this big clutch, can't go another step further.
Is it because as you are spending it, you are seeing a decline of what you are wanting? In other words, as the prize in this case is dollars in your experience, and as you feel the dollars coming in, that feels good. But then as you feel the dollars going out, that doesn't feel so good. And that is the way that most of our physical friends are approaching all parts of life experience. Don't you see yourself as having so many years to live, and so each day that is expended is one day closer to the end? Or do you not receive your money in a clump, and then you begin to see it diminish out of your checkbook or out of your pocket? In other words, that feeling of decline is very powerful and very strong in your physical experience. What we are wanting you to see is that there is no beginning or ending. In other words, as the dollars flow in and out and in and out and in and out for your glorious utilization as they are passing through, then you get a feeling of the abundance of it. In other words, you don't feel the negative of the decline, because simultaneously you are knowing that more is coming in at the same time. You are following?
I am following. In fact, from what you're saying, at the time that I do the mental work in order to get the build up of at least abundance in my mind, I am at the same time prepaving the decline, from what you're saying, as opposed to what kind of exercise can I formulate to
let us give you some self-talk.
Okay.
When you wake up in the morning, none of you have the feeling that there is a scarcity of air. None of you stand out there on your porch in the morning breathing as much of it in as fast as you can so that you won't not have enough at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. In other words, you have you have the belief that there is enough air for all of you for all of the day. And so you breathe it in and you let it out. You breathe it in and you let it out. It is just not something you worry about. And we would like you to approach dollars in the same way. They are there. All you have to do is allow them to flow into your experience, and there is no need to guard them. In other words, you don't have to hold it in and then hold your breath and not let it out, because there will not be any more coming. That is a very good approach to the beginning of the belief that the dollars are ever flowing. Again, what you are dealing with is too much memory. You are remembering the trauma of not having enough dollars, or the discomfort of being a little bit short of dollars, or you have heard others tell their scary stories, and so it is something that really concerns you. That is usually what is at the heart of any concern about dollar. If it would be a very wonderful thing if we could wave a magic wand, and in this moment all of you would be severed from everything in your physical experience. Again, you have just reemerged back into physical experience. You're just bigger than most babies. And so here you are sitting. You have no checking account. You have no savings account. You have nothing stored. You have no debt either, by the way. You are just here. And as you reemerge into this physical experience, you will begin now the attraction of whatever you are wanting, you see. Well, we know that if you were at that state where you had wiped the slate clean, so to speak, that right away you would go out and you would find some way of bringing dollars into your experience or bringing that which you are wanting into your experience. We know that there would not be very much hesitation or concern about it. You would just go out and exchange who you are for some dollars. All of you having different things that you offer for your dollars. You are following? But what holds most of you back is this feeling that you must protect something that you have spent a long time gathering because they have convinced you that it is a struggle. They have convinced you that it is hard to get anywhere, that you must work long and hard, and so you are forever trying to hold into your now everything that you have done to get you to now. You are trying so hard to protect your now by holding all of the things that have led unto this that you are going in a sort of protected or paralyzed fashion forwards. You are just not bold enough or brave enough or happy enough or free enough to just let it flow. Instead, you are worried that somebody is going to take something, or you are worried that your marriage is going to break up and then you won't have as much stuff as you have, or you won't have the security. In other words, it is from a guarded position that most of you are thinking in terms of dollars into your future. We would begin by saying, I want to feel good. I want to feel productive and growing. I am wanting that which I am to be a basis for the attraction of all things that I consider to be good, which includes enough dollars for my comfort and joy, which includes health, which includes wonderful people around me that are stimulating and uplifting and exciting. And as you approach life starting right now with that sort of attitude, then you just easily, you get into the flow, and you just easily, doors just begin to open for you. You see, to get anywhere that you are wanting to go, we would like to go back to Jerry and Esther's room right now. And so we get up and we start walking. Well, there is a door, very easy to open. And there is a path, and there is another path, and there is another path. We cannot go directly to it without climbing over barricades and through trees and walking through walls and that sort of thing, which is very awkward through your physical experience. But it is not necessary that we take the direct route, for we are knowing that the path will always open before us, and so we will go as far as we can see, and then we will look around and see what else is there. And then we will go as far as we can see, and then we will look around and make our next decision, and then we will go as far as we can see. What trips you up is that you are all wanting to see too far. Furthermore, you are wanting to see it from your protected and guarded position. And so, from a position of lack, you are trying to do all of this positive creating, and it simply does not work. Now, the approach to get into the positive position is saying things like, only good things come to me. And while I do not have all of the answers, and I do not know all of the steps, and I have not even been able to identify all of the doors that will open, I know that when I get there, the path will be clear and obvious to me. I know I can figure it out as I go along. And when you get away from the guarded position and you really feel that you can figure anything out as you go along, then life becomes one of adventure. Then you are looking for the options, looking for the opportunities, just like you play your fantastic games. You look for the challenge, you look for the option, rather than guarding your path and dreading going around the next turn where you do not know where you are going. If you could forget what you have lived, the abundance would flow into your experience at a magnificent rate, knowing the other things that you have come to know. In other words, now that you are really understanding that you are a magnet attracting unto you, if you could sever yourselves from your past, dollars would flow into your experience at a rate that would be breathtaking unto you. And so that is really, if we were where you are sitting, most of you in this room, that is where we would give our predominant attention. We would go to sleep every night intending to forget any negative aspects regarding the subject of dollars that have ever been a part of your experience. When you walk into a room, having made that decision, where there is someone in the room that is bent on talking about not having enough dollars, you would feel a natural repulsion to that person. When you turn on your television and they are going to talk about the economy, which is going to bring you to an awareness that you are in some sort of vulnerable situation, you would absolutely feel a repulsion to that sort of thing. And instead, you would find yourself gravitating to those who are saying, isn't life wonderful? Look what happened to me. When you reach the place where someone can say, I just inherited $1 million, and you can say, oh, that is so wonderful, and really mean it, rather than saying, oh, that is really wonderful. Oh, I am so happy for you, you say, when inside what you are feeling is, you are not worthy of this money. I am the one that should have it. Then more dollars will be flowing into your experience, you see. You must feel good relative to the subject of money. Now, that is as simple as we can put it. Money must make you feel good in order to attract it into your experience. If the subject of money is making you feel bad, then you are resisting it. And the badder you feel, the more resistance you are offering. The gooder you feel, the more your doors are open. That is the reason that we've encouraged putting $100 in your pocket and acknowledging, you see, let us see if we can put it in to terms of the laws of the universe. Two probabilities blink out there. One of abundance of dollars and one of absence of dollars. Abundance feels good, absence feels bad. But both blink. Through your life experience, you've thought a lot about dollars, haven't you? Sometimes you're thinking about having them. Most times you're thinking about the lack of them. And so, for most of you, you have given more attention to the lack of them, and that is why your current experience is reflecting not as many dollars as you would really like to have. All you have to do is tip the balance ever so slightly, and the way you do that is by offering deliberate thought. Now, it doesn't matter how much thought you've thought before now, because all of your power is in your now. What you are now living is a result of what you have been thinking, but what you are about to live will be a combination of what you have thought and what you are now thinking. And what you are now thinking is 1 billion times more powerful than what you have been thinking, because all of your power is in your now. The entire universe is at your disposal. And so all you have to do is today, in this day, acknowledge how many things this $100 will buy. I could have that, I could have that, I could have that, I could have one-tenth of that. So that you begin tipping the balance of the scale within you regarding dollars, and soon you will begin to feel the feeling of prosperity. Practice spending your money.
That's where the problem is. I'm able to attract it. I put the billfold away. It's filling up nicely. I can't spend it. I won't let go of it. There is the block.
It is not a block. It is not a block.
Got it all along.
It is not a block.
I just discovered this.
It is not a block. Now hear this. You are gathering the dollars,
yeah,
and they are feeling very good in the gathering. But when you are going to spend one, you feel negative emotion. Negative emotion is your inner being saying this action right now is not in harmony with your dominant intent. Therefore, your dominant intent must be the gathering of some dollars, you see. And your guidance system is simply saying the gathering right now is more satisfying than the expending. And so what you are doing right now is defining what your priorities are regarding the subject of dollars. And all that you are experiencing is the awareness that right now you are wanting to experience the gathering of some dollars rather than the having of the things that the dollars are buying. You are, if you will pay attention to the way that you feel, and anything that doesn't feel good, just don't do it. Then you are in a very good position, you see. If, on the other hand, the spending of the dollars makes you feel very good, And you can define it. We were watching Jerry and Esther, for there are dollars that have been set into motion long ago that are still flowing into their experience. And so Jerry has been wanting a little trailer so that he can carry things around from one place to another. And so he has been looking here and looking there and looking there. Upon finding the trailer, there was absolute exuberance in spending the dollars for the trailer, which means that that trailer is absolutely in harmony with the intentions that are there. On the other hand, as he sees other things, and there are many things, it is not that he does not have the dollars to buy them, it is that he does not have the desire that is more powerful than the holding of the dollars. Are you understanding what we are saying? Okay. From a position of not having enough dollars, you think you want everything. That is the game you play with yourself. You think you want all of those things when the reality of it is, if you had the dollars in your pocket, then you would discover how few of those things you really want. For what you are wanting is not the having. What you are wanting is the experience of being. If you will reach the place that you are feeling good, there it is again, that same old statement. The dollars in the perfect flow will flow into your experience. Do not let others set standards about how much money you should have or about what you should do it with. You are the only one who could ever accurately define that sort of thing. You are complete?
Pretty much so. I really believe I'm dealing here not at all with dollars. I think I'm dealing with safety and security or something else entirely, and the lack of that. But what you say, I am complete with the money and dollar situation. Yes.
Trust that your guidance is guiding you right into the place that you're wanting. Many of you do not understand. You have a list of intentions within you, a sort of priority list of things that you want, and some things you want more than others. Someone said to us recently, Abraham, I would really like this friend that is very important to me to have a greater interest in who I am and what I think and what I'm doing. 2 weeks later, this same woman said to us, Abraham, I have a friend that's probing very deeply. She is asking very intimate questions. What is the reason that she is probing and asking all of these intimate questions? And we said, you forget what you want. You identify the things you want, and then a week later you have forgotten that you have identified them while the universe is still delivering unto you that which you started into motion last week, you see. And so being in a place of security is a very powerful intention of yours, and it is stimulated continually as you are moving through the experience. And life experience has brought you to the belief that having extra dollars tucked away is a measure of security. And so as the dollars are coming in, as you are... You must find a priority that is greater than your desire for security before the spending of those dollars will feel pleasurable. Or you must reach the place of understanding that the dollars will always flow, that you are always in that place of security. And that is really what this is about for you.
Abraham, I have an old metaphysical teacher that taught us not to put dollars away for security, because if you are planning for a disaster, something that would take your dollars away,
we agree.
For that,
as you are focused upon lack, you will attract lack.
So,
but if you are wanting security and you gather dollars and it brings you a positive feeling, then you are approaching the subject from what you are wanting, not from the lack of it. Do you see the difference? Anything that feels good to you is in harmony with what you want. Anything that feels bad to you is not in harmony with what you want. It is truly as simple as that. There are those that teach that you shouldn't want money at all. They would tell you that it is not the spiritual path, that it is too materialistic. And we say your body is pretty materialistic, about as materialistic as it gets. And as you are here in a physical society, you are wanting the attraction of physical stuff around you. Otherwise, you would not have brought your physical body along. When you have a physical body, you really want a physical roof. And yes, that is materialistic. When you have a physical body, you really want physical materialistic covering. And yes, that is materialistic. And that is the physicalness of this environment, you see. All you have to do is stay focused upon what you are wanting.
I just had a little shift that most people, when they think about saving, they save it in case there'll be a crisis, and then they create lack. But you can create the same amount for security with the intention of, well, if I'll feel like going to Tokyo tomorrow, I can do that. So to have a nest egg, not for crisis,
good.
But an SX
for
options.
I'm wanting the dollars because I see the dollars synonymous with freedom. Mm-hmm. I'm wanting the mobility to make decisions about what I'm wanting and having the dollars there to support my physical flow or travel or whatever. And that is a very powerful approach to dollars. As we would like you to participate in a little exercise with us here. Speak the first thing that comes to your mind, speak it right out loud, and speak it loud. Do not try to contemplate too much because we are wanting your first response, which is always your most accurate response. Do you have as much money in your life experience as you want right now, yes or no?
No.
Honesty abounds. The universe is abundant with dollars, yes or no?
Yes.
You have the option to have dollars or have lack of them, yes or no?
Yes.
It is a decision that you made before your birth, or it is a decision that you are making segment by segment, statement by statement, yes or no?
Yes.
your current financial position is your lot for life forever, or it is something that is changing by the moment. Amen. In other words, you are in absolute control of your financial position, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you want more dollars?
Yes.
Are they absolutely guaranteed under these conditions?
Yes.
And so all you have to do is make the decision more often. I am creator of my experience, and I currently choose dollars. And anyone who criticizes that, so what? They don't know what they're talking about anyway. Anyone that thinks that dollars are not a good thing can live very happily without them. That is up to them. But as I am associating dollars with freedom, I choose to attract them into my experience by giving my attention to what? The dollars or to the lack of them? When I'm sitting at my desk paying my bills and I realize that I have more bills than I pay, have dollars, and I feel that great negative feeling in my stomach, what am I doing? Pushing dollars away or attracting them to me? The more I struggle in this position of not having enough dollars, am I engulfed in the tar baby or am I letting the tar baby go? You are engulfed in the tar baby. And so the process of pivoting is always in order when you have negative emotion, agreed? When I have negative emotion, when I'm writing my bills and there are not enough money, what is the best thing to do? Sit there and struggle and cry and fret, or should I walk away from it until I get feeling better? As I walk away from it and I get feeling better and then I come back to it, what is the attitude that is best? Should I say, the dollars are coming, or the dollars are not here? As I'm walking through the day and I see something beautiful in the shop window that is glistening and gold and very expensive, should I lament the fact that I cannot afford it, or shall I admire its beauty as it stands? Do I acknowledge it as lack in my life, or can I experience it as I stand and look at it? Is possessing it more important, or is seeing it possessing it? And so as I admire it, am I not now coming into the harmony of attracting more of that into my experience? Oh, you are very wise beings. You are understanding all of this. Now, what is the time?
30 seconds.
Is there abundance in the universe?
Yes.
Abundance of all things?
Yes.
Does that include dollars?
Yes.
Does that include lack of dollars?
Yes.
What do you choose?
Dollars.
So be it. We are complete.
Thank you.
Is it time to shop?
Yeah.
For Esther, it's always time to shop. This concludes the dialogue entitled Dollars in Abundance. We can be reached at 755-2299, area code 830, or post office.